What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that dares to ask the question, what is better, Coke or Pepsi, MTV or VH1, Special K or Tesco brand Special Flakes? My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it, Pop.
So you may have inferred...
The fuck was that?
From that little opening salvo there that we're going to be talking about, what's better... I guess.
That's right.
Yeah. Request from lovely patron Thomas. Mm-hmm. He basically pitched us something back end of last year, you know. We're going to fire off each other,
We're digging the bottom of the sack.
I like this idea.
I do too.
A bunch of quick fire.
I'm sorry we didn't do it sooner, Thomas.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
What's this? I'm having a Pepsi, Terry. First Pepsi I've had.
See, that inspired my question there.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Pepsi.
I haven't had a Pepsi in years.
Did you buy 24 for...
Just bought it downstairs in the shop. Oh, that is too much fizz, that.
No, it was just because I dropped the can and it's looking a bit bent.
Oh, forget it.
So I'm going to have to...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Terry, stop it. Terry, stop it.
I can't.
How the bloody hell are you, pal?
I'm good.
Good to hear
I've
it.
I had a nice long weekend. What about you?
Yeah, it was long, wasn't it? Too long, no. Really.
You are an animal of routine, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. I have to... Do you know what? Like, it was fine. It was actually lovely. But, you know, I normally make a video Monday morning.
Okay.
I have to go out in the poxy car to do it.
You couldn't wait till Tuesday?
No one would care about Liverpool's 3 p.m. kickoff match on Saturday.
I
do it on Tuesday. If Monday's pushing it.
Can't do it Sunday. Sunday's too early.
Yeah, I mean, Sunday would be the dream, to be honest.
No, Sunday, because you got to let the rest of the results
People
digest.
Say they do like it as the little last word on the weekend.
I mean,
you know
one of
mean?
The things I used to always love to read, don't read it anymore because it makes me feel bad, was the Premier League winners and losers on Football 365.
I did used to love that as well.
Always would read it. Now, Man United are always in the losers section.
Here, what's the story? I mean,
the game... The weird thing about the game is we actually played pretty well against them.
Here's how bad it is. I'm doing my fantasy football and I'm now looking to see who's playing United. I literally brought in Mateta. I'm like, all right, fuck it. He's playing United. I'll bring him in. Score two.
Second,
crap, but you know.
Mateta's actually only behind Mo Salah in goals scored since Oliver Glasner has joined.
Really?
Yes, sir. Because I don't know, remember.
There's always that only Salah proviso.
He destroyed your team.
Did he?
Last year. He kind of blew up your chance to win
Whatever.
The league. Last April. You don't remember? You were at home to Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
Palace are a fucker. Like,
they are a fucker. They've been our fuckers for 10 years.
Man, we haven't beat them in the last four. They beat us 4-0 in Sellers Park last year.
It's one of those things about Amorim that it's like, you know he's there to do a certain system, but he doesn't have the players.
Not
so
yet.
It's like a thing of like, don't judge him yet, but also can't lose every week. You know what
you
I mean?
Finally brought in a left-footed left wing back.
Oh, yeah.
Spent all of our transfer kitty in January on him.
Spent every penny I had.
Pretty much. So he's probably going to go in at the weekend. And I have a feeling the team is going to be a hell of a lot more balanced. Considering...
I mean, they have to get better.
A lot of our play comes down that left-hand side. And Dallow was playing left wing back. And he's just like... cut back inside.
Doesn't have the brain, does he?
Nah, he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
There are a few players like that.
What's the cracker? Did you see, or what did you think of Rashford going to Villa?
Yeah.
He looks like shit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with him. And
oh, yeah. I should probably be a bit more...
Yeah, you probably should. Yeah, you know, yeah. Up there in your ivory tower.
You're always taking that high horse on this pod.
I don't ever talk shit about Liverpool... players when they're in the dumps.
Don't you?
I talk shit about them in general because I don't like
every
a lot
day
of them. Yeah, I don't like a lot of them. But I don't say, oh, geez, look at fucking how ugly Van Dijk is.
Well, he's not ugly. He's a handsome man.
Is he?
Yeah.
If you like horse faces.
Oh, well.
Now I'm down no more with you. I think if best move, it's sad. It's best move for all, but apparently
it's a shame, isn't it? Like,
apparently, it's come out that like every coach has kind of
had issues with him,
with his attitude and aptitude at times, and like Amorim was just like, no.
Yeah,
I'm not going to carry this anymore. And I think Ineos are probably like, yeah, look, we want to get his wages
off.
Like, and if they sell him, I think the option for Villa is 40 million.
It's not bad. I mean, wages might be an issue. But Villa are paying Villa like 70% of his wages for this loan deal?
80%, I think. Okay. And they're paying, and Batiste are paying like 70%. So it works out about 200K a week gone off the wage bill. Okay, as well, yeah. Which bring like apparently the PSR, all this shite. Football's terrible
now.
Like,
shit. I know.
I was like, well, we have to like.
That's the part that that really like.
Here's the solution. Here's the solution for United.
Okay.
Resign Paul Pogba on a free transfer.
You surely, you just.
I mean, but like it's a hit.
But isn't he the epitome of what's wrong with United since Ferguson left?
Maybe back then. Now he's a penniless pauper. He hasn't got a pot to piss in.
He'll get that ego back quick when he.
Yeah, but like as bad as or as you know yeah, as sure as up and down as we were, I see all these clips of him and I'm like, Jesus, he was fucking.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
I know.
A problem there.
No,
because when he's up for it, yeah, he's great,
incredible. Like,
he was never up for it,
but he was
1 in 5, maybe
3 in 5.
All right,
I'll give you that. But I don't know. I'm joking about that. I think you're the players that they're signing. You know, they're signing. It's like all for the future. They've bought a guy in Heaven. His name is 1.5 million from Arsenal. He's 18. He's fucking huge.
That's actually a steal. I mean,
they signed the other guy from Arsenal, Chido Obi Martin. I think his name is record goal scorer in the under 18s leagues the last 2 years.
Right.
Apparently, he's training with the first team this week because we got no strikers. Guys, get him in there.
United,
no, they didn't want to. They have that thing where it's like contract is running out you're approachable or whatever. That so like they've taken two off them. They brought in another left wing back from Paraguay, some little pit bull that's going to be joining us in the summer. And they brought in another guy, 20-year-old wing back. Like, it seems to be like, okay, like,
yeah.
Ineos are like, strip the assets, you know, get the copper wire out of the walls, back to basics. Apparently, they came in and they looked at it and like, this club is so bloated. And like,
happy Anthony's gone? Anthony?
I mean, for him, and like, if we can get it, if he, like, apparently he was very good. He's man of the match of the weekend, his first game for Batiste.
I bet you Rashford will do great for Villa as well. There's something, do you know what? It's a weird thing with United where it's like, you get, even when you sign good players, the fungus sets in and it's like they just can't help it. Then all of a sudden, within a few months, they're going with the rest of the herd down the toilet. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like they start off
but
great.
But what is it? It's just like, I'm at United now.
Yeah, and then
that's it.
Like, it just sets in. It's like, you know.
Luke Shaw's back in training. He heard we're signing the left full. It's like, well.
Oh, I better tuck in the old good.
Like, pull on the girdle.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well.
FA Cup this weekend. We've got Leicester.
Oh, yeah. We got Plymouth.
Away?
Yeah.
Good luck.
I think we'll be fine.
I don't know. On a crappy, bobbly pitch. Depends what team you puts out.
Yeah, true.
You got the cup tonight, though, don't you?
Tomorrow. Just trailing by a goal. It'll be fine.
Tomorrow? On a Thursday?
I know. It's weird,
what
right?
What the fuck?
I don't get it.
It's stupid.
It felt like I've been missing. Like, we haven't played since Saturday and I'm already getting withdrawals. Like, you know what I mean?
But it's all gone well for you. Like, I'm like, a week off from the train.
I don't have to worry about it.
No, because it's every, like, last, they've won 5 out of the last 6 games. And I was like, have we?
And then have you?
Yeah, well, 5 out of 7 now. But it was like.
Played a lot of away games, obviously, then.
Well, we can't win at home. But it was like, last 2 games we lost are a Sunday after a Thursday at home.
Oh,
like,
right.
Lost to Brighton, lost to Palace at home. Like, so this team's not equipped to play 2 games a week.
Yeah, true.
So, like, if anything, I'm hoping next year is, like, remember that year Chelsea finished, like, 12th?
Yeah.
And they won the league the next year because it was, like, 1 game a week.
I can handle this.
No problem.
That's what you want, really.
Yeah, really.
You want to avoid, well,
win the
no
league
problem.
And then be like, oh, God. This house of cards ready to fall.
Hey, speaking of sport.
Yes.
I also watched another thing.
Sport entertainment.
You better believe it. I watched the Royal Rumble. Now that Netflix Now that WWE is on Netflix, it's very handy.
Two of the most horrible conglomerations come together.
Yeah, it really is a one rags to riches story.
One destroyed the film industry and one basically destroyed the wrestling industry for better or for worse.
Do you know what?
Did you like it?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I didn't.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills where everybody's like, what a great rumble. And
really? Like, I mean, a few things strike me about modern day. This is the first full show that I watched.
Now, Did you watch the whole thing?
Well, I skipped a little bit through certain matches.
Did you watch Kevin Owens and Cody? The ladder match.
Yes, I did.
That was the best match.
Yeah, I like that. That was the best one.
Kevin Owens, brilliant.
Yeah, he is brilliant.
He's so good. Like,
And I like that. And I like some of the spots.
Oh, what a finish. Like,
I know.
What is he okay?
He just looks brilliant. Like just hadn't moved in like 10 minutes. I'm like, surely.
Apparently, like the move, the regular like Alabama slam is the one where it's like, oh, just give me a powerbomb. Like, don't do that. Like, that was Bob Hardcore Holly's finish.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was like, everybody's like, oh, he's such a fucking bastard. Like, there's no, like, you may.
It's all head.
It's like, 50%, I'm going to end up a whiplash from this move. So it was kind of like doing that through a ladder off the table.
Looked great.
I looked like
he was all crumpled up. Like, yeah. And even 10 minutes later, he's in the same spot, like, head down.
Yeah, it took him ages to climb the ladder. Yeah. It just, but you know what? Moved.
Like, it's kind of like, it was probably a bad one for me to start because I always, in my head, have this vision of the Royal Rumble as like, oh, I love the Rumble. Mm. And then when I'm actually watching it, I'm like, oh, it's just a bunch of fucking clubs to the back and like, you know what I mean? Like, match quality wise, it's never that good because it's usually a brawl and a bunch of brawls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
with the odd exception.
When they do it right, they haven't, Triple H, you know, the big criticism of him is like, he's never done a Rumble right. And they're like, this is the best one he's done. And I was like,
what about the way it ended?
Yeah.
Is that like, was that on purpose? Is that a botch? Or?
No, it was on purpose.
So Jey Uso, who I'll talk about now in a sec, just pushes Cena off.
Don't get me started.
And he lands on his feet and then you're like, oh, is it over? Oh, okay. Yeah. You know.
That's it. Yeah.
And I watched a bit of Raw the next night. Fucking hell.
40 minutes, that opening segment.
Oh,
went.
My... I was laughing.
Thank God. Because when I'm reading and listening to, they're like, this is incredible. I can't believe it. It's like...
I was laughing. By minute 20, I'm saying to Kerry, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Anything, like.
his entrance takes about 10 minutes. Right, the crowd are into it. Great. But then...
It's like, did you jingle your keys?
Oh, my
God. I did everything, man.
The amount of times that he would just stand there in the ring after that 10-15 minutes, put the mic up, and then bring it back down again so they'll chant and do something else. Then he does another one of these things. And I mean,
do
like,
it again.
He literally did it about 7 times where he's like, and I'm like, this selfish prick. And like, I don't know.
I think he's been told. I think he's been told to milk it though. Like, you know, go on.
It's not, it's like good for them in the audience, but like, how is that good for us?
2.5 hour show, 4 matches.
That's another thing I've noticed.
I like my wrestling shows to have wrestling on.
A considerable lack of wrestling on both the pay-per-view and...
4 matches on the pay-per-view as well.
And, I mean, 4 matches on a 4-hour show. And
it's the Triple H way.
And one thing I noticed about WWE now is it is wall-to-wall ads.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, it is non-stop. It's either look who's in the crowd or buy this. And it's that for about... A back and forth for about... half an hour and then you have another match and then another half an hour of like, don't forget WWE the game or the Funko Pop or, you know, buy the, I feel like I'm going nuts
because everybody's talking about how good the product is and how amazing it is to the point that I'm like, oh, maybe AEW isn't as good as I think it is.
Had you doubting yourself?
I did, and then I was like, you know what, I have to just stop listening to these podcasts and I have to just stop reading the shit or whatever that, like,
the podcasts are all, I mean, like, podcasts, maybe because I'm just coming in so new, but it's boring. Like, it's there's
clunky.
There's not a lot of wrestling. The quality of the wrestling that I'm seeing, which I would have expected to be a lot better, isn't. And
they had a match on Raw. I don't know if you watched the main event. It was like CM Punk and Sami Zayn,
right.
First time wrestling ever, and I was like, all right, like, you know, I think Punk is washed. I think
he
can't really move the way he used to. But even that, I was like, well, Sami Zayn's excellent, you know, he'll carry him. He's like,
no, didn't.
B. Do you know? C+.
Do you know what really bugs me as well? Is the fans.
Oh.
They
insufferable.
They're insufferable.
They don't seem to like wrestling. They don't seem to like wrestling, but they go nuts.
It's all the like, you deserve it. You know, it's anything with that sort of thing to it, where it's like, you know, like a real nothing moment. I remember Kerry was even saying, watching, she's like, oh, this is getting a This Is Awesome. Like, they really have low standards. Like, it was like a popular guy came out at the Rumble or something, and then straight away, This Is Awesome.
It's hotter than ever.
That was reserved for like the big, like...
The fans are dumber than ever.
The fans are dumb.
Like, and I'm an AEW guy. I like that because the fans are smarter marks. You know what I mean? Like, and they don't throw, they don't, you know...
They don't give it up for nothing.
Yeah. And sometimes it's to the detriment where it's like, I'm like, oh, I wish the fans were a bit more into this because the wrestling is good. And then when they do come alive, you're like, oh, fucking amazing. Yeah. Like, whereas WWE, it's like, they could do anything, it seems like. And it's like,
holy shit.
Like, even that in the Rumble where it's like, who's in the ring? It is Roman Reigns.
Mm.
Who is it? Oh, Roman Reigns. Oh, no, John Cena's in the ring. And here comes CM Punk. And here comes Roman Reigns. And here comes Seth Rollins. And the four of them stand there. Like there's two in the ring.
Yeah.
And then a third one comes into the ring. And like everybody else like in the corner fighting. They're just standing in the ring to treat them. And the four of them are there. I was like, so 90 seconds by four is whatever, you know, mm-hmm. 6 minutes of just standing there. Standing and there. The crowd's like, holy shit.
They're waiting for the next guy. They're not even engaging. Well, hang on. Who's about to come out here? The clock's ticking down. Let's stop, guys. And I'll watch and see who's about to come out.
It was just, I just found it.
I didn't enjoy it now, I have to say.
Good.
I was flabbergasted by the sheer length of it, the how little substance is there and how much promotion was there.
There were some good moments in it. I thought the ice show speed thing was stupid, but I thought the Braun Breaker.
Fucking. I saw that before I saw anything. And I was like, I see him there on crutches with a neck brace and a big gash taken out of his skin on his leg or something. I mean, it seemed to me, because Randy Orton gave him an RKO on a table and he really hurt his neck a few months ago or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
And so that's why, and I seen on his Twitter, it's like, no more WWE, because he's there with another fucking crutches in the neck. Now, I don't know how much it was for show or whatever, but that's one of the most brutal spears I've ever seen.
Do you know who that guy is?
Braun Breaker, who's that?
It's like Rick Steiner's son. So it's Scott Steiner's nephew, you know, big Papa Pump.
Yeah. it's his genetic jackhammer.
It seemed too hard. He runs those. He had no reason. You could just stand there and hit him with it, and he had no reason to like run those ropes the way he did. Like,
he proper hits him high, and he lands with his shoulder right on his chin or something.
Well, he's kind of old. I think
like, why are you doing that? Like,
because you know, he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like,
I think that's so. Like, at this stage, like, I get it. Like, you know, the integrity of the business, but it's like. Speed's not coming
pretty
in.
Good
saying,
Triple H there, you did.
Yeah. But Speed's not coming in going like, oh, I'll show these guys how to do it. Like, not fair Logan enough, Paul, like Logan Paul, if you want to do that. Who I thought was actually quite good from what I saw.
He's a very good wrestler. Asshole.
Yeah.
Another like, oh, match made in hell.
Piece
of shit in a piece of shit company. Come on in.
Do you know what? I have to say, I don't like Logan Paul or the Paul brothers, but I don't dislike them either. And I don't dislike Speed or anything like that. I spent
a bit more time for Speed.
It's crazy the amount of...
The Paul brothers are a piece of shit. Like,
I'm sure they are. I don't necessarily follow them. I just see them boxing.
He's not allowed back in Japan.
Who isn't?
Paul.
After the original controversy.
The Suicide Forest, that he was crying about. Yeah, because there was... Yeah, exactly.
You
crying.
Know,
like.
And now he's like, whoa, whatever.
You know, I'm so cool.
Yeah. But
I feel like I am kind of losing my mind.
I don't think I'm going to watch it again. And it's a shame because I watched some old ones. I watched an old WrestleMania and I'm watching. Here's another thing. If I may. One.
Go off, King.
It looks, whatever way the cameras or the lighting is, I think we were talking about it. It looks like they're like a record attendance tonight. I'm like, really? Because it doesn't look like it. I hate the black ring.
Me too.
On Raw.
I feel like...
I'm watching NXT. I'm watching Small Time, Inc. You know, it's just so fucking... I mean, like the
I don't
difference.
Like it either.
And like, oh, they obviously bring out the white ring for the pay-per-views or something because the Rumble was back to normal ring. But
they have a... Like, everybody's like talking about like, oh, they get sponsors on the ring and they've been leaving so much money on the table and it's all because Vince McMahon was too stubborn and blah, blah, blah. And I was like... I liked it.
I think he's right on that
one. Yeah, I think on that one, he's wrong about a lot of other things. And he's
99% of everything else, but
you know, but I'm there. You know.
But yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch it again. Like, I may do what you suggested and get whatever app that
I
is.
Will bring you your Chromecast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I will bring you your Chromecast and give that a go. Because even, like, the AEW stuff, like, they don't do it so much on the pay-per-views, the promos and stuff like that, but the wrestling on the pay-per-views is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, and it
I'd say there's more of it, like.
Yeah, people are like, eight matches on a card, that's too much.
How long are the pay-per-views in AEW?
About 3.5-4 hours, depending. Okay. Depending on. But you can skip, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, you know, you hate women, so you can skip the women's matches.
Nothing wrong with women.
That's a lie. Just don't want them in my wrestling, my football, my movies.
No, not at all. Because that's a line I use at home. Anytime I say man or woman, nothing wrong with women.
I love women.
How can I hate women? My mum's one.
Look, if you want to know what we're talking about, you know, Andy had a lot to say on our widows episode over on the Patreon.
What the deal with the fact that they're women, folks?
Is it?
Just a shit movie.
Why don't you join in and find out for the low, low fee of €5 a month?
Yes, yeah. Do that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
Oscars are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really talk about the, you know, nominees or whatever.
Who's the big hitters?
The big nominee.
I don't want to talk for a second about that poxy.
We're gonna talk about it because right, some good news
you,
has come out.
Terry, you're gonna come out in a few months' time and be like, I have to admit something. I watched it 7 times. I love it. That's gonna be you.
Yes.
You bring it up
yes.
way too much to not actually.
Here's
like
the
it.
Thing, right? So got 13 nominations. Got the most nominations. This year.
Absolutely fucking insane, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. Where my beloved Challengers got 0 nominations.
What was that?
That's the one with Zendaya and the two lads.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even get score. Or screenplay. Screenplay. It's a fucking incredible screenplay.
Hmm.
But score. The score was the fucking best score of last year. Didn't got shut out. I think Emilia Perez got in for score as well. Anyway.
Stupid.
They were like, this could be best picture. This could be, you know.
The musical one.
Yeah. Emilia Perez, but the trans
Emilia Perez, okay,
the trans lady. Turns out,
very good.
She is quite the racist, and a bunch of her old tweets have just been. People are like, "Hey, they're just here. Like, they're not like they were deleted or anything."
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna talk about these.
So she,
who's she racist towards?
Everybody.
Oh,
Jewish.
Oh,
Afro. What'd she call it? It was like. Afro-Asian, a celebration of Afro-Asian at one of the Oscars, one of the COVID Oscars, where Daniel Kaluuya won an Oscar and her name escapes me, but like an Asian lady won for Best Supporting Actress for Minari, and she basically was like, this is a joke, it's a circus, a celebration of Afro-Asian mediocrity or something like that. Like,
wow.
And basically, they're like, it's put a fucking bomb on the campaign because the voting is stayed up until the 18th of February, I think, this round of voting.
What voting?
Oscar voting.
But the, so, like, the industry.
Yeah. So you vote for like the nominees. So then once, you know, you've shortlisted your nominees, then you do the actual voting. So in between the time that the nominations have happened and the actual voting,
this bomb has dropped.
And basically now, she went on 60 Minutes by herself with like no, like she arranged it herself to do it and gave a really bad interview and now Netflix are like, no.
And was on Netflix?
It's a Netflix movie. They bought it out of Cannes. This is going to be a big Oscar
and
play.
Is she trans in real life?
Yeah, she's trans in real life. So, and it was like, her name is Maria Sofia Gascon. And look her up, folks. And basically, Netflix are like, we're not paying for you to go to any awards shows anymore. We're not paying for your makeup. If you want to attend these things, you do it by yourself. We are washing our hands of you. And this was like, they were talking about Netflix finally getting their Oscar for
Best
Picture.
Yeah, that was what they've been craving.
And this is it. And they're so close. And it's like,
but when you say the voting, so they vote for the nominees.
Yeah, you shortlist your nominees.
The industry.
Yeah, the people, if you're a member of the Academy.
And then the Academy vote on the nominees.
So if you're a member of it, you know, you put your votes in and they get shortlisted. And then it's like, so I could have on my ballot, well, I wanted Challengers, I wanted Dune 2, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, no, like, I'm the only one to put Challengers in my ballot. Right, doesn't make it onto the shortlist for the nominees.
Yeah.
But then, once the nominees are announced, I get to vote again and
say,
okay. Oh, best.
How do you become a member of the Academy?
They invite you.
The Academy invite.
Yeah, the Academy of Motion.
So you have to
pictures.
Be the son of a member or save the life of a member.
Pretty. So. They've opened up. Like,
what an elitist.
I know, but it's like a bunch of new people that it was like the percentage of like colored, you know, or, you know, yeah. Asian, whatever, like was keep, very low. Yeah, people of color, should we say, yeah. was very low over the last few years, and they've opened up to more international voters. And that's why things yeah. like Anatomy of a Fall, Zone of Interest, something like Emilia Perez, yeah. or, you know, it's more eclectic.
Yeah,
kind of
mix.
Yeah, nowadays, right, right. as opposed to like,
but is it good?
Stuffy old white man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's a lot of bollocks, but it's noteworthy because it's like, it's very funny that like we're being progressive and look, we're nominating this,
yeah.
you know, movie with a, you know,
realistically
first, like,
though,
trans actors.
Who's that for? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if you ask the majority of people. They would not agree that that's deserving of 13 Oscar
I don't know anybody.
And I don't think you're going to have a big, huge thing of everyone being like, yes, look how progressive it is. You know what I mean? It's not that I'm anti-woke or anything like that, but I don't think that that's... I think that's
wrong,
overkill.
It's the wrong,
you know,
one
I mean?
To pin your...
Yeah,
to plant your
certainly
flag
if
on.
The lead is a racist, yeah. but, you know.
Like, I don't know. It seems like... I haven't any podcasts. I listen to a lot of movie podcasts or like read a lot of movies. Like,
it's true, folks.
Nobody has been championing this thing.
Right.
But yet.
And do they say the contrary? Do they say they didn't enjoy it?
Yeah, kind of. They're like, this is a very flawed movie. And I gave it 2.5 stars. The more I think about it, I'm like, it should be like 2.
Oh. You know? Folks, that's a fat 0 for
Zoe,
me and you.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Terry loves to just mine for nuggets of gold in a giant pile Saldana, of shite.
Zoe Saldana is very good. And she would probably have been the front runner to win the award for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
Now I don't know, because they're like, this thing is radioactive. We can't touch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you...
You don't want to add extra spotlight.
Yeah,
on
well, it's
this.
Like, oh, she gets up to give a speech. It's like, who's going to go up to the stage with her? You know,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
So... Well. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's,
I hope it tanks.
I can see the Brutalist winning. If I'm putting on my thinking or betting cap...
Yeah,
The Brutalist.
Who stars in that?
That's the one with Adrian Brody. The 3 hour 45 minutes.
Oh,
But it's funny that like each one of them.
Good to see Adrian Brody still getting.
He's up for best actor.
Big
like,
roles.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's fucking
like
good.
Him.
Like
I like him.
He was great in those Wes Anderson movies.
He was actually. Yeah.
I can't use the word. But like that fucking.
Yeah. I was a big fan of The Pianist as well. Is it?
Yeah, The Pianist. That's what he won. He was the youngest ever best actor winner for anyone.
You won it for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Adrian.
But
yes,
then
Broads.
He forcibly kissed Halle Berry on stage when she was presenting the award.
Ah.
It's like back then,
something.
Back,
isn't it?
Back then, you're like, oh wow, look at that. That isn't that cool and fun. And then it's like now I'm like, yeah, she probably didn't have any say in that. Like you know, it's not
it's
consent.
Always fucking. You just have to dig
and
deep
then,
enough.
Well, that's what they say because everybody has been on Saturday Night Live to promote their stuff. And it's like he hasn't been asked back to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that clip of him with dreadlocks.
Yeah,
yeah. Apparently not planned.
He just did it.
Yeah. And Lorne Michaels is like, fuck you, you're never coming back.
I just think of that scene in like Naked Gun where they're all looking at the monitor. It's like, what is he doing?
What the hell is Donahue doing? But there's been, this is the last thing I'll say on it. There's been controversy across all the big front runners.
Uh-huh.
Anora was like, which is a movie about a stripper turned escort. Very good, very fun.
Sounds,
but watchy. there was no intimacy coordinator on set, you know. So
okay.
for all the sex scenes and all that,
right?
And they're like, that's industry standard now, you know.
So it's like to make sure everyone feels safe and
yeah.
that's
and like
stuff,
the
yeah.
lead actor, like I didn't need one, but they're like, yeah, but like you're not the only one.
And did anyone run. Like did they consult with everyone though?
I don't know, but it was kind of like that's Anora was like, well, this one's gonna win Best Picture. It's you know, Mikey Madison
yeah.
has won all the acting noms, and it's like that dinged it a little bit. It's like, oh, it didn't win anything at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next is Brutalist. Well, Brutalist is, you know,
yeah.
it's won loads of the Globes. Like, oh, they used AI in some of their voices to like for the Hungarian accents. Like, oh, well, we don't like that anymore. So, and then it's like Emilia Perez looks like it's pulling away.
Oh,
it's like
a big fat racist.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then it's like there's a movie called Conclave, which is like electing the new pope.
Oh yeah.
Like, and in that movie, the exact same thing happens when it's like they're voting for a pope, And every time somebody pulls ahead, some controversy happens. And they're like, you will not be the Pope. it's like Conclave is just, it's nominated for Best Picture. It's like, could it actually do a Conclave and win Best Picture by default? Who knows?
When is the Oscars?
March, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so, you know. It's all bullshit. I mean, but I find it interesting. I have my outrage.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a fun thing to be outraged by. Do you know what I mean? But
and then when it's a surprise, like Parasite winning.
Yeah.
You're like, fucking come on. Like,
do you know what? I like to see, the only reason I like the Oscars is to see actors I like win Best Actor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who was your favorite Best Actor win?
Oh, do you know what? I was really happy when DiCaprio won it, but he won it for the wrong thing.
He should have won it for like three other things.
Yeah, same with Will Smith, but the damage was done at that stage.
The damage was done.
The most bizarre night 90, in Hollywood.
90 minutes earlier.
Yeah, which is really weird. Who else won? There was no one, I can't think of anyone that I can think of in that moment being like, oh yes, he won.
But I liked when Brad Pitt won, even though, you know, for Best Supporting Actor.
For
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, good.
And it was like,
good for him.
But apparently he's not a very good person or whatever like
really?
That. Like, yeah, apparently he's like, yeah.
That's a shame. Why not?
His divorce with Angelina Jolie is very messy. His kids don't really like him or anything like that. Like,
yeah, but I get the impression that he does that just by being Brad Pitt. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's there eating an apple and his kids just screams, like, can you help me? He's like, no. You know? And they're like,
help yourself.
You're a terrible father. And it's like, is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. He's too cool for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably a piece of shit too, but
yeah, I mean,
know.
Aren't they all? You know,
yeah, well,
don't meet your heroes, kids. unless your hero is Gene Hackman.
I don't get it. Hey, switching gears.
Sure.
Can I switch gears?
Richard Gere?
I'm going to switch from your topic to my topic. Because last week we introduced a new segment on the show.
Yeah.
Bangers for Terry. Where last week Terry finally weighed in on the brand new Taken Back Sunday feud.
And 20 years in the making.
It's as if, do you know the way we put things out there and then they kind of materialize?
Yes.
Well, on my TikTok this week, I see videos surfacing of Brand New's lead singer with an intimate gig in some unknown LA venue for the first time in years.
Getting that WSGA bump. That patented.
And I was like, oh, look at this. But anyway, first of all, were you happy enough with the Bangers for Terry theme tune?
I very much enjoyed
it. That's what I
very
wanted to
good.
Now, the original version was 45 seconds, but I thought, well, that's overkill. But for those of you who didn't tune in last week, you've got some attitude, mister. Here's the jingle.
Enjoy.
Boom, 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 boom. It's Bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you do?
All right, Terry, I put it to a vote on Patreon. I gave them four options. One was an emo education.
God. Thank you, folks.
Emo education. That came second.
Oh.
Creepy old song.
Dodged the bullet.
One song in particular that I wanted to show you that didn't win.
Creepy old song?
Yeah.
Okay.
And another one was pop punk banger. But the winner was West Coast rap.
Now, you sent me two last week.
Yeah, now one of them's not really West Coast rap, but one is.
Well, you sent me two last week.
Yeah.
And they were linked. These aren't linked.
These are
just two random.
These are just two random songs. Okay.
I just wanted to.
So I want to start with the more current one.
Mm-hmm.
Dochi won best record.
Best rap album.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw a clip of her. She was like working in a shop 5 years ago.
I think she's amazing. And do you know what? Like,
she's like, quit my job today. Like, maybe I'll just go to like a bunch of like labels and see if I can get an internship or something like that.
Oh, great.
Like, this is like on TikTok or whatever. And then it was like a picture of her like crying winning the Grammy. That was amazing.
That's
really
great.
Good. Like,
brilliant. And I came across her Tiny Desk concert a couple of months ago. And I was like, oh, what's this? Like, she was playing Denial as a River. And then I listened to the album a few times over the last few weeks, mainly because my last phone, I had just put it on and my screen cracked. So whenever I get in the car, whatever I'm listening to last, I mean, I was sick of it by the end of the week, but I was like, you know, I had a good week to just only listen to that album. But I'm going to play Denial is a River for the folks at home. If they haven't heard it, it's kind of been everywhere, but if they haven't heard it, here's a bit of it, and then we'll come back and get Terry's reaction.
Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making Monty. My grass is really green and... honestly, I can't even fucking cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No. It's a...
no?
It's a natural plant.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't think...
you want to talk about it?
I mean, fuck. I like pills. I like drugs. I like getting money. I like strippers. I like to fuck. I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood. I like doing Hollywood shit. Snorted Bollywood. What can I say? The shit works. It feels good. And my self-worth's at an all-time low. And just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I owned. Whoopsie, made a oopsie. $100,000 oops made me loopy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Don't want to have to turn a nigga guts into soup.
I'd never heard this song.
Great. What you think? It's weird, isn't it?
I liked parts of it.
Okay.
What I didn't like,
please,
and what grated on me was the little voice part.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It's like, you mean drugs?
Yeah.
Like
that sort of stuff. Yeah. I'm looking after myself, you know. You talking about drugs, you know, and I'm like
you didn't like that? I you know what?
It's very seldom that kind of shit works for me in rap. You know?
Like the call and response sort of.
Yeah. I think the only times it kind of worked for me was those early Kanye albums where he would have something like that. But he would drop it in when you're like, it's part of the story of the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she'd be like, there's one called Get Him High. And it's like, I'm going to call my friend Quali. He's like, you don't really know him. Why is you lying?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's like he's talking to a girl.
Yeah,
and like,
just back and forth.
Whereas this is just like, it was a constant
It's
talk.
Like, that's her mind, I think.
Yeah,
like, that's
her inner child. Like, or something. You know, because it was a smaller voice. I don't know.
Do you know what? I
found it a bit frustrating because I was like, ooh. I was into the...
yeah, the beat and the
meat of the song.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, you know.
Well, that's possibly my favorite bit is the sort of,
oh, no.
You know, where she's, you know.
It took me out of it. And I get.
Did you listen to it more than once?
Yeah, I listened to it 3 times.
Oh, okay.
Twice.
Is that a lie?
No, twice, and then on the way over today. So twice yesterday.
Because
I remembered this time. Oh, shit. I got homework to do.
It's one of those, like, when I heard it for the first time, and I was like, oh, this is like some sort of cool, like, spoken word jazz rap or something. But then also just classic, like, hip-hop as well.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And
I'd be willing to give her more of a go.
She's a few very good songs on the album.
Why did you choose that one?
Because that's, like, the big one that's been out
the
last...
Is there a single or whatever? Like,
yeah, like, she has a couple, but, like, I'm only really familiar with this album, but that was, like, the big driving force of it, because, like, that clip or that... she's done a few performances of that. There's been one where she's like dancing around with other backup singers, but they're all joined at the hair, you know what I mean?
So and then
her performance at the Grammys was really good, and she combined a couple of songs and finished with that.
I do want to circle back to the Grammys. Aren't we talking about
that's it really. What did you want to say?
No, we can talk about it when we're talking about the next song.
Okay.
Because it links into it.
Oh, okay.
Really.
So the next one is Kendrick Lamar. Now, this...
he sent me...
I sent you a couple.
You sent me two.
Yeah. And I said, disregard the first one.
Yeah, because it was 12 minutes.
Yeah. Even I wouldn't do that to you, Terry.
So I listened to The Art of Peer Pressure.
Yeah, which is from... so for the folks at home, this is from his first album. And it's one of my favorite of his. So I just thought, you know what? I'll get Terry into it. Here's a bit of the song and we'll come back to it.
Now we down there, we pulling out the Boost Mobile SIM cards. Bougie bitches with no extensions. Hood niggas with bad intentions. The perfect combination. Before we sparked the conversation, we seen three niggas in colors we didn't like to start interrogating. I never was a gangbanger, I mean I never was stranger to the folk neither. I really doubt it. Rush a nigga quick and then we laugh about it. That's ironic, cause I never been violent until I'm with the homies. Just riding, just riding. Me and the homies. Bullshit, acting a fool. Me and the homies. Tripping. Me and the homies. Just ride, just ride, just ride. Bragging about the episode we just had. A shot of Hennessy didn't make me feel that bad. I'm usually a
I like this a lot.
Yes, Terry.
I do like Kendrick, and then it was like it rolled into Yeah, bish.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll just leave this on as well. Like, yeah. You know, I do like Kendrick. I like this one a lot.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
like it's... Yeah, no, sorry, go on. This is yours.
He's intelligent.
Very.
That's what I like about... Mm. That's what I look for in my rap.
Yeah.
A bit of, you know, intelligence.
You don't just like... You don't like the gratuitous sort of like... Yeah. You know, I'm going to beat your ass and... I actually can't stand...
All like
that the, sort of stuff. I'm so rich.
The older I get, the misogynistic rap.
Yeah,
I'm like, actually, no, like...
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's got a very... Do you know what I love about him is that, like, he will... He'll just go off on kind of like... He'll put on voices if he's feeling it. And he'll do something, you know, like... He'll just keep repeating the same bit, like... You know, like, he'll just keep... It's like a weird, like, just stream of consciousness kind of that comes out. But it's very, like, you know...
Well...
But it's very thoughtful, you know what I mean? It's very...
It's I don't know how he does it or you do it. Whatever, where it's like, it feels like it's no filter, but probably has been edited to within an inch of its life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how good he is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And it kind of made me want to, I hadn't listened to Not Like Us, made me want to go and listen
to it. I was going to put that one because I was like, I surely heard that.
I hadn't heard it. And then I went and listened to it and I thought it was fucking great. And I was like, if I was Drake, I just like,
I mean, won a Grammy. Everyone's like, probably A minor.
Yeah, that was the bit. Like, that was the bit.
The ultimate diss. Like, the diss keeps going. Like,
but like, he won every award he was up for, or like 4 out of 5 that
something
he was
like
up
that,
for.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for Not Like Us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
I mean, the ultimate.
Drake just crawling to the hole.
I know. Like, it's so mad how the effect that it's had on the public perception of Drake, who's really like done nothing since then. But everyone was like,
he had a concert yesterday. See that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
and he had the bullet holes and it's like smoke coming out of the background.
Like, the thing is, like, I kind of, it's so like, I'm so fickle because like I quite liked Drake, and now I just kind of see him as like,
he's like
damaged goods now.
Like, out of the way, you.
It's terrible. I'm so glad to hear about the.
I've liked
Kendrick
stuff. I've liked the other Kendrick stuff that we listened to.
Now, if the album that one that I sent you,
Mad City.
Good Kid, Mad City. If you really want to go into it, Terry, and folks at home, on the Patreon, I do a solo cast where I break down every track and skit on the album and what it means and all this sort of stuff. So if you really want to sink your teeth into it, Terry, it's right there waiting for you.
We should do another album thing. Hey. But let me pick the album this time. Like, we'll do College Dropout.
Okay.
I could go for a good 90 minutes on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm down.
Put that on the sketch.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it was really good. Good choices.
Yes.
Much, much improved
than the emo from last week.
Yeah. I mean, the Kendrick one it just washed over me. You know what I mean? It's just that.
If you find it very listenable, I would recommend in your spare time checking out that 12-minute one.
Okay.
Because it's like it's really 6 minutes, and then there's like a 3-minute skit, and then there's like the final 3 minutes sort of thing. But it just get it's so good.
I was listening to Not Like Us on the train today, and I like it was busy enough. I didn't go see, whatever. Yes. And I was listening to it when that was like probably A minor. I was like, I was almost like burst out laughing. Like I was like, oh,
it's brilliant. Yeah. And the fact that like that was like the third one in a week. It's like he's released another one, and it's the best one yet. And it won.
He's already dead.
Yeah. Oh, I mean. Do you know what I thought? The only thing that made me go, shut up, at the Grammys was, did you see Sean Lennon?
Yeah.
Dressed exactly like John Lennon at fucking Tittenhurst or whatever the fuck he lived in the late 60s.
Yeah.
And he's like, one advice for the young people, don't get into a rap battle with Kendrick Lamar.
With Reed's notes.
Crickets.
Yeah,
like, absolute crickets.
With Kendrick Lamar.
I mean,
you know, Reed's notes.
Shut up, mate.
It's like, Did young people like me now?
When I saw just the combined...
Was he even on stage?
I mean, yeah.
Was he even on stage? I don't know.
I mean, if you want something great, but like, you know, I'm not familiar at all with his music. Anyway.
Can I talk about one thing before we get into the...
This or that.
Yeah, this or that. I'm watching a new show.
Oh, yeah?
On Disney. You may have seen it. I get ads for it all over my Instagram. It's called Paradise.
No.
Targeted differently, I guess.
What does that mean?
It's a show with Sterling K. Brown. Now,
first name is Sterling?
Yeah.
Not interested.
You might remember him. Remember Black Panther?
Yeah.
And he was like Michael B. Jordan's dad.
Yeah, it. I don't remember.
And he's like, no tear for me. When he has like the flashback. He's a very good actor.
All right.
Like, and it's by, well, get a load of the, it's created by a guy called Dan Fogelman.
Okay. Right? Nothing wrong with that.
They did this show called This Is Us. Do you remember that show? Have you ever heard of it? It was a huge show in the States. It was like this dramedy is back, you know, and Sterling K. Brown won a bunch of Emmys and it was like, went for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore was in it and it was a whole, the whole thing that it was like, a lot of it was told in flashback. Anyway, this is their new show.
Yeah.
And they said they're trying to do something different. It's a show about, Sterling K. Brown is a Secret Service agent who is mining the president. The president is played by James Marsden.
Okay.
Right? Who's fucking, he's good, man.
He's always good.
He's playing like modern day JFK. Like,
okay.
He's a president. He's like, first scene, he's like, do you want a drink? He's like, no, sir, I'm on duty. That was a test. We passed. And he's like drinking his whiskey or whatever. But they're living in this, it kind of jumps back and forth in time, but it's like he seems to be still guarding him when his term is finished or something, because he's not in the White House anymore. He, you know, he's kind of a bit, he seems to be going to pieces, like, you know, retirement is not agreeing with him. He's drinking more, smoking, and then he turns up dead. And nobody can get in and out of the house. Sterling K. Brown is like the head of security.
Mm-hmm.
When he left for the night before, he was alive.
Marsden's dead.
Ooh. It's in, and that's not a spoiler because it's in the ads.
Okay.
And then it's like, oh shit. Everything is like cranked up to like, how did this happen? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, all these shady people, these like billionaires are kind of like involved. Or
like, who's they? Like, who's
he? Yeah. The power behind the throne type thing. Giving me kind of like Lostian vibes in that
mysterious sort of
high like concept another secret
like supernatural element,
not supernatural. Mm. But
oh,
but watch, I'd say watch, it's 40 minutes, watch the first episode.
Okay. What's it on?
Disney.
Okay,
watch the first episode. I think it would be something to discuss next week.
Okay,
because by the, I was like, where's this going? You know, it's the standard, okay. Mystery.
Yeah.
And then it's like, something happens at the end of the first episode. And I was like, aha! All right.
Well, look, I you know what? I will, I can't promise I'll try, but I'll try to try.
I think,
because I have the Patreon movie to watch too, but you know I'll leave the last minute. So,
but what's that over the week? You watch one of them.
Is it on anything? Out of sight?
I'll tell you right now. Yeah. Folks, that's this week's Patreon topic. And if you're a member,
sexiest of all the heist movies,
if you're a member of the Patreon community over there, you get to vote for what we cover next. We're doing a movie year. The options are out there. If you want to, you know, weigh in and think, well, I'd love to hear them cover, well, your choices are 2023, 2019, 2007, and 1995.
Yeah. Now, I said it to you off air, but yeah. Seen some of the ones in 2019, so you might need to rejig, because that's
Have you really seen them then?
Yeah, I've seen one of them twice, I've seen another one once, and another one once, but I've seen them.
Okay, well,
but if you're also a patron, I know this isn't the Patreon bit, you also get to have a say in what music I put to Terry in Bangers for Terry.
Yeah. It's all happening over there.
New poll coming soon.
Mm,
so, speaking of,
yes,
sorry.
No, that's my, I'm four episodes in, and it has that kind of, every episode ends with
I
miss TV like this.
It's been a while
like
since
Lost,
TV's been
like
that.
I think back to Lost. They did 24 episodes a season.
Yeah.
And like, how the
fuck? 45 minutes an episode.
42 minutes an episode. How the fuck did they, and like, no wonder, you know, the well sort of what ran dry. I still think it's an incredible show.
Yeah,
and we're like,
too much.
It's like, but it was like, there's like
100 hours of content.
It was like,
here,
you know, what would he, you know, different world back then.
Yeah.
Again, Netflix fucked it up.
They did fuck it up for the rest of us. So we had some suggestions on episodes. We had a suggestion from Thomas, I mean, probably last year at this stage, but where we basically go one thing or the other and we take our opinions of it. It's kind of, well, self-explanatory, really.
And we're going to talk a little bit about.
All right, so do you want to hit your ones up first?
Well, I think we should start with the big one for our generation.
Okay.
You know, Oasis or Blur.
Okay. Well, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
You're a Blursman,
try and convert me, though, to Oasis.
Okay. Oasis, try to convert you. I was going to say Oasis have more range. They don't.
At all.
What goes against them?
Not even close, I would say. Not even close.
I'm quite unfamiliar with a lot of recent Blur.
I wouldn't even be talking like
Oasis have more bangers.
Do they though?
Yeah, like bangers where you're like, fucking come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Blur have like probably more listenable songs. And that's even 50-50, to be honest. But I think an Oasis's best album is better than Blur's best album.
Yeah, but Oasis, Blur's best song is better than Oasis' best song.
What do you call them, their best song? Universal?
No, but that'd be up there. That'd fucking be up there. Like, the highs Beetle of Bone. The Universal are pretty hard to top.
It's
like,
pretty good.
You know?
What would you have as your favorite Blur song?
Good question.
Ghost Ship?
No, like I like that. That's new.
Yeah,
that's
like
recent.
That.
Coffee and TV?
Nah.
No, I mean, I like it. It's not.
Everyone raves about Girls and Boys. Like, that's like a
it's good.
Huge classic. That's
it was
like
of
huge,
the time.
Like, feather in their cap at the time.
But,
wouldn't be for me, but. You're a country house man, aren't you?
I mean.
Go on, say it.
I like country house. Charmless Man is more.
Charmless Man's great.
But it's not my favorite.
See, but now you're. See, we're talking about these songs and they're good, but I don't think they stand up with, like, Live Forever.
Disagree.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I think Beetle Boom is probably
Live Forever.
Tender.
Hello.
Like, Tender's better than Hello. You love Hello. I like it. It's good.
I love Hello.
Yeah, but like it's not.
I live for Hello. but like.
Yeah, I guess for me it's the range. And you can get so much more. Like there's one that I kind of stumbled upon. It's an album track called Good Song by Blur. And I have it in the car on all time drive. I'm just like,
I would 100% say Damon Albarn is more talented of a musician than any of Oasis.
Well, think about Gorillaz.
And also Blur. Yeah. And Blur, the musician wise and, you know, songwriting wise are better. It was really Noel. If it wasn't for Noel, then Oasis wouldn't have much, you know?
No, okay. Just do a little. We'll move on. But, okay. It's not really going against my argument here that it's like the number one on Spotify is Song 2. And I'm like,
played.
Yeah.
So well, played. Oasis is Wonderwall, which is when you talk about overplayed.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, Oasis, She's Electric, Half the World Away, Champagne Supernova, you know. I mean, we don't even need to. But what do you think, folks? That's what I want to know. Next.
Okay, so. It's not a competition. It's a discussion.
Yeah.
I sent you, what did we say?
You said Sprite or 7-Up?
Yes.
I think 7-Up.
Do you?
Yeah. You're a Spritesman?
I'm a Spritesman. And I like 7-Up. I have 7-Up in the house.
What is,
at the moment.
Can you describe the difference?
Yeah.
7-Up has a bit more sharpness. Sprite's a bit more drinkable. Or maybe vice versa.
I don't know. It's 7-Up. The weird thing that goes in its favor for me is that Sprite feels more chemically like.
And so you like that. Okay.
I don't know why. It is more drinkable to me. You know what I mean? I think 7-Up goes flatter quicker as well. Like,
yeah, I think that's got it going in its favor.
Flat?
Yeah.
I don't like my fizzy drinks to be flat.
I don't like them flat, but it gets more drinkable. You know what I mean? If I ordered a Sprite and someone said I've got 7-Up, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's not quite what I ordered. Whereas if I ordered a 7-Up and they said I've got Sprite, I'd be more okay with it. Do you know what I mean?
So Sprite's better?
I don't know. I don't even know what my point is anymore. Next.
Okay, so
now you've shown yourself up here. Eggs scrambled or poached?
Yeah.
Not scrambled or fried.
No, fried are the worst.
Poached.
Eggs. Poached, Andy, yes.
Terry, no one's having poached eggs.
I mean, I'm not going to make them, but if I'm ordering, you got to believe.
Okay, ordering, okay.
Yeah, poached eggs are hard to do properly.
They are, that's what I mean. Like fried or scrambled, I'm talking about everyday
I find it hard to do fried
eggs
as well.
I can't do fried eggs. Scrambled eggs is the only thing that I can cook better than Kerry. You know what I mean? I'm
steak?
Better.
Steak? What? Not a steak?
Nope. It's blue every fucking time. Don't know what I'm doing.
Blue.
I mean, it's just too rare every time. You know what
do you What do you have it on? What six? What is your
my ring?
Yeah, your ring. Oh God.
Oh, let me describe it in vivid detail. My ring is
you got gas?
No, electric.
Okay, okay, yeah.
So that's probably why. You know? It's not.
No, I'm electric. I'm electric.
I can't do it. I never time it right. I did something.
Here's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
6 minutes top heat either side to start.
6 minutes.
Probably less if you're not doing a fillet. But like,
I do like 2 minutes.
No.
Six.
Maybe four. Burnt. No, it won't. Won't. What? Honestly, might be a bit crisp. But
I kind of do it dry.
No. Also, then get a plate. Drop oil on the plate. Put the steak on the plate so it's coated in oil either side.
Can't I do that in the pan?
Don't want it on the pan. You want it on the steak and then onto the dry pan that has. And heat the pan first.
Oh, yeah.
So put that pan to six, right? Whatever your top heat is.
Has to be kind of smoking, my pan. By the time I put the steak
on. But do that, right? Salt and pepper on it, on the plate. A saucer, ideally, right? So then you put it on either side and then you put it down and it's straight to go on it. It starts sizzling straight away.
Hot to go.
4 minutes. No, we're not doing that. 4 minutes, then we say, for your strip loins or whatever you get, sirloins. Loins. Yeah. Top heat.
I like the way you said that.
Top
whatever heat. You plebs eat. All right, next.
Okay, what did I say to you?
Stone cold or The Rock?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Depends on, I mean, so many.
So it's always stone cold for me.
I think... I think Stone Cold gave me the best moments. Do you know what I mean? Like, The Rock is probably more entertaining, but Austin had me punching the air way more than The Rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Austin, I was like early teens. The Rock, I was like mid to late teens. You know what I mean? And Austin had,
Austin was a better worker than The Rock as well. Like, better wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, he was. And as I get older, the heel crazy Austin stuff works really well for me.
Austin pivoted so much from being like badass, whatever, to like corporate Austin, and then just being like funny.
Stooge.
Yeah, just real funny, like, you know.
Why are you hugging him like that, huh? Like, it's crazy. Like,
he was great. Yeah, I was watching recently.
Kurt Angle, your new friend, huh?
WrestleMania X7. Yeah. I don't know, sorry to call it that. But do you not like that pay-per-view?
I think it's overrated, my friend.
Oh, which do you think is the best pay-per-view? Best WrestleMania?
Hmm.
Because I was looking to go back and watch some old ones. And I just stuck on 17. But.
Good one. I guess 25, maybe? 25 is like Michael's Undertaker. Those are good manias. Like,
are they?
You know,
mid-20s? Like?
Yeah, I watched one there for a podcast that I was... listening to, and they did like.
I was gonna say, what podcast have you been on without me?
But it was like WrestleMania 23, where it was like Michaels and Cena was the main event,
right?
And Batista and Undertaker. And I think they do it. I don't know if it's the next year or the year after they do Michaels Taker, and then the year after that they do Michaels Taker 2, which is like if Michaels loses, he retires.
Taker,
the drop off is great after. You know, but
yeah, because to be honest, I was about an hour into 17, and I'm like, yeah, it's not great so far.
No, it's not, because it's
a couple of big matches, and then the last one's a big one.
Like the Hell in a Cell with Boss Man getting choked.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't age well. Like,
no, and you know, I think
what's the main event?
Austin
Rock. Austin
Rock
when he turns.
Yeah.
Turns.
Yeah. Okay, next, Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise? I mean,
I put that in there because you know you were a Hanksman for
Long. I love Tom Hanks, but
watched Saving Private Ryan there recently.
I still haven't seen it. Unbelievable.
It's good. It's a good movie. He's fucking good. Isn't it? Like,
I will say that I think Tom Hanks is a better actor than Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom Hanks can do stuff that Tom Cruise couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could probably say that the other way as well. Yeah. I don't think Tom Hanks would want to do.
Let me see Tom Hanks on top of the Burj Khalifa, huh?
Yeah.
Running the side of the Burj. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I see him hauling ass as the town is imploding behind
I think
him.
Maybe if you know, stop Tom Hanks' career at like... 2013?
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't done a good movie. Well, he's... You
is
know.
He trying to, though? You know what I mean? Is he just doing what he wants now?
Yeah, he's just doing what he wants.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
He's
then, like... I've watched that fucking Robert Zemeckis movie recently.
Which one?
here.
Airport? Oh.
Where it's like, it's the movie is just shot from one point of view in a house over time. And it jumps around through time. So it's the camera stationary and like Tom Hanks.
CCTV sort of thing?
It's just a point of view.
Right.
So you're just like, never moves. And it's Tom Hanks and Robin Wright from, you know, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
But there's lots of like AI de-aging in it and stuff like that. And
tell you, that ironically didn't age well, did it?
It looks bad. He's not good in it. Like, the film itself is weird. And I was like, these two guys, Tom Hanks and Robert Zemeckis, I'm like, they just seem out of time.
Yeah.
Like, men out of place today. Like,
it gave you that impression. Like,
yeah, you know.
I would go Tom Cruise over Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise gets my motor running. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Chips.
You're welcome, by the way, yes. Fred. You're welcome. Because I remember we'd have this conversation when we were working in the shop, and I was like, you know, who's the movie star of our generation? And you'd be like, Tom Hanks. And I'm like,
I said Hanks?
Yeah, it's like, I was like, Hanks might be the actor. I was like, it's Cruise, the movie star. And like, people be coming at me being like, it's definitely Hanks. Like, you know, this, you know, whatever. This
You're
is like,
all right, time will tell.
Yeah, this is mid-2000s, you know what I mean? Or mid to late 2000s.
And now, at that
15
time, though,
years later.
It was before all the Mission Impossibles, though, you know what I mean?
He was never properly gone, like, you know?
Oh, I tell you, him and that guy's
Macquarie,
name?
McHugh.
McHugh really saved his ass.
They saved each other. He was in director jail for years. He was in the wilderness.
All right, chips.
They came together.
Chunky or skinny? Skinny.
Skinny.
Yeah. I don't like fat chips.
I don't mind them.
I don't want too much potato.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing better.
And they're hard. If you cook them in the oven and you get a hard bit in the middle, fucking forget about it. Dinner's ruined.
I don't want dinner anymore.
No.
I don't want my lovely steak tell. That I finally cooked properly.
It looks the same after 20 minutes as it does after 50 minutes. And you take a bite and you're like, oh, what the fuck is this?
I was going to put this in, but I'm not sure what your thoughts on sweet potato fries are.
Love them.
Yeah. Best.
Love them.
Best.
I actually probably prefer them the most.
Dunn's they do a good frozen sweet potato fry.
Yeah.
As opposed to
big fan.
You're shelling out £5 or something for those proper.
No, thank you. I'm a fan of skin on fries, if you're asking.
Oh.
They do a great ones in Aldi.
Aldi do good sweet potato fries too.
Yeah, they do.
Ones, yeah.
Okay. Right, next.
You have movies or music down. I think that's kind of just.
Movies or music?
Movies.
Music.
Yeah, okay, your hands together, though. Put your hands together for real transcendent movie experience is when...
Musicals?
No. The music used in movies can be like, this is the best part of the movie, like, you know?
You're always, you know, you'll sometimes shock me. And not that I'm a fucking, you know, music snob or anything like that, but you'll shock
surely
me
are.
Sometimes, yeah. But you'll shock me sometimes where you're like, oh, I love this song. And I'm like... Do you? And I'm like, yeah.
How'd you hear about this?
And I'm like, oh, brilliant. And you're like, yeah, it was a great scene in the latest PTA. I'm like, oh, forget it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You know, it's kind of how I got into Donovan was Goodfellas,
right?
You know, like that bit where he's like, the continent of Atlantis.
I'm
like, ooh, what's this?
Hail Atlantis.
Blood splattering everywhere. I'm like, it's ticking all my boxes. All
right,
violence.
Next.
Yeah.
Weed. Or beer.
Now, I would say, can we change this to weed or alcohol?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I don't really drink beer anymore.
Okay.
I drink cider these days, or I drink whiskey or wine.
Why not beer? Tastes
kind
or...
gone off. Remember I went to that like big craft beer phase?
Craft beer?
Craft beer.
Oh.
Every other podcast episode, I'd like, I've got a new beer.
Yeah.
That
blew your beer fuse.
Just kind of dumb with it now, like you know, somebody gives me a craft beer, I'll enjoy it. Or like I had a pint of Smittix, and it was really good. And then I had like a can of Smittix in the house, and I was like, "This is." I actually couldn't drink it. I just poured it away, like.
Oh.
So you know, I probably.
So you'd say alcohol then over weed, would you?
Probably. Like, you know, weed, like smoking a joint, alcohol over it because.
You kind of don't know until it's too late.
I can go without it. You know, I can go without smoking a joint.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't mind if it's a slow-release gummy. You know, that'll do it for me. Whereas, you know, I might drink for a week, and then I'll be like, I'm going to have a glass of whiskey tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, that's... Ooh, that...
That's the spot.
That scratches me where I itch. And I'd be like, ah, what would I do without you? What's that?
What's that?
You want me to drink you?
David, it's happening again.
Andy, I'm tempted.
It's all right. Just remember, I love you. I would go weed because...
Of course you would, yeah.
Yeah, because I actually don't like alcohol, I'm realizing, the older I get. Like, I had six...
Coronas. You're drinking the wrong thing, though.
Probably, but... You know, at least, like, it goes down fine. I don't have to think about it.
But, like, would you... If you got, like... What do they call it? A shoulder of Jameson with ice and, like, a 7-Up or a Coke.
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be better.
You can have, like...
I should.
You can have, like, six of them and you won't be, like... Ugh,
I think I kind of would be, though.
Would you?
I think I could drink as much beer as I wanted and I wouldn't be, like... No, I obviously couldn't. But, you know, I'd physically stop. I wouldn't...
I think next time we're doing a night... You know, for your big 4-0, maybe we'll change
it. I'd be whiskey probably more so.
I'll take a stop into somebody and get you a nice bottle for your birthday.
Yeah, well, you still got half left of the...
Not quite, friend.
But yeah, I'd say that. I just find it, you know, I mean, there's pros and cons to all of them, I suppose, but I just, it's far better, far more effective way for me to unwind, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. PlayStation or Nintendo you had down?
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking Switch when I say Nintendo.
Let's do two, right? All let's right. do PlayStation, Xbox.
PlayStation.
PlayStation for me. Xbox, never.
At the start, the 360 I had, and I liked it.
The red ring of death. Yeah. I'd never go back to Microsoft after it. Like, I've never had any problems with any PlayStation I've had.
Yeah.
You know, with the red ring of death.
Yeah.
I was like, I paid $300 for this piece of crap. You know, like, just, you're telling me now it just doesn't work anymore. Yeah. Where PlayStation, they're very dependable.
They are.
Very solid.
We use that as our every, I mean, probably too much because it's on from start to finish every day. But, like, that's
is that
what
in
we
the living
use.
Room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we just use for watching everything.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's got it there. It's got the stuff in it.
It's great. But
you probably get your Thriller TV on that as well.
Possibly, if I can get apps on it, yeah.
Yeah, you can get apps on it.
Apps, obviously, but yeah.
There you go.
If that app is on it. And then in terms of PlayStation or Switch, do you know what?
I was maybe Sega, Nintendo?
Sega versus Nintendo.
Yeah.
I would say Sega.
Sega.
Because I think at the time, if we're talking like 90s sort of stuff, I think Nintendo was a bit more kiddie and Sega deliberately...
It's cool.
Yeah, they marketed it for like early teens, sort of like, and they had way more games. And, you know, the games were like 12s, 15s.
You never had a Sega.
Did you not?
Had a SNES. And I loved it.
The SNES is great, you know what I mean? But like, it was.
It was a nice change going to a friend's house to play a Sega.
Yeah, Sega is a bit more like, I don't know, like.
Sonic. Yeah.
Sonic was my jam. Big time.
I think I'm going to have to get Sonic for the Switch.
It's great.
Yeah. Have you got it? Yeah.
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 I have that
Show
Mega
Bonnie
Drive.
Because she's kind of getting into Sonic.
It's just one button. Just boor. Yeah. Boor.
She see her cousins had on Sonic Prime, I think.
Oh, yeah.
On Netflix. She didn't like that because it was too scary.
Yeah.
But then I found the old Sonic cartoons with Urkel doing the voice.
Oh, yeah.
And she loved it.
Is that Blue Streak speeds by Sonic the Hedgehog?
I don't
too
know.
Too fast. There was one mad serious one, and then there was a comic.
Yeah, the comedy one is that the one.
Yeah,
mad serious one is like, the year is 2094.
Yeah, way too dystopian. Like,
half the chickens have been turned into robots by the evil Dr. Eggman.
Yeah.
Only Sonic can save them now.
Yeah. I liked the movies.
I haven't seen the third one. It's on digital.
Is it?
Don't really remember the second one.
Second
because I was hopped up on goofballs after surgery. I got my surgery on my septum.
Oh, yeah.
So I was watching it in bed and I was like,
what do you say?
Is that James Marsden again?
Then what would you say for PlayStation and Nintendo? PlayStation or Switch?
Probably PlayStation.
I think so too. And you know what? I want to like the Switch.
I wish they had more selection.
That's the only problem. They don't have enough games. Yeah. They don't have enough really like good games. Yeah. You know, like they've great.
They've got Zelda and stuff, but like,
yeah, PlayStation.
I haven't bought a Mario game in forever, and I would love to buy a Mario game. You know,
thinking what's the last one? Mario Party, the last.
Yeah, but like a Mario game, like, you know?
Yeah. And do you know what? They are good on the Switch. Mario Odyssey was really good, and
I don't know if I'd like that. The business with the cap.
Oh, yeah, you just fucking try
the
cap.
Yeah, I don't like the. Give me another Mario 64, like, you know?
Well, this is it.
But without the cap.
What's the problem with the cap?
I don't like it.
The cap's fine.
It disturbs me.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Netflix or YouTube?
Neither?
No, but that's not the game. Okay, well.
I guess YouTube. I guess YouTube.
You pick the streaming platform.
I guess YouTube. Okay. Because I get all my football highlights there.
Yeah.
And I can use it to show the kids stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Quick access.
I had them on watching. They were like, can we watch TV? I was like, no. Put on some music for you. And then I was like, actually, you know what? Put on Disney songs so you get the music and stuff. And then it was rolling through. And somehow the algorithm just picked out. Do you ever see Shrek 2?
They probably have, yeah.
You know, when Shrek gets turned into a human?
Yeah.
And it had a bit, it's like holding out for a hero, which I was like,
oh, yeah.
You know, ticks my boxes already.
Yeah.
And there's a bit with the giant gingerbread man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And he's like, come on, Mongo, storm that castle.
Yeah.
And the two of them were fucking wrapped. They loved it.
Oh, right.
And the gingerbread man, they pour like hot milk on him and his arms break off. And he goes into the water. And the little gingerbread man's like, no, you can't. And he's like, be good. Skips up. I was like, cracking up, loving it. And they loved it as well. And then the next morning, I was like downstairs. Oh, no, I was getting ready to go to work. Mm-hmm. Everybody's asleep. I could hear Gus awake in this other room, and then you just hear like, where's the gingerbread man? Be good. I was like, oh, you know what, that's something that YouTube has given me, that little gift. And then you just hear like da 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 da, da bomb bomb from the Universal logo. It's like these little moments that you get. I wouldn't have got that with Netflix. I don't like Netflix.
I don't.
I'm part of the problem, but they've broken the industry.
No, Netflix is like, I want to cancel all the time. And if they put it up again, I will cancel, like we were saying last week. Whereas YouTube, I am happy for them to take my money because I feel it's so worth it.
What do you get? How much is it for YouTube?
I think it's gone up now. It's $13.99. I think it's gone up to $15.99 possibly.
You don't really get TV shows on it though, do you?
You don't get TV shows, but what I would watch is like, I'd watch video podcasts, or I'd watch the highlights, or I'd watch music sometimes and stuff like that. Like, usually, like, the algorithm is just so good that it's just whatever thing I would definitely, like, I know if something's out, I'm like, oh, I'll watch that later. That's always going to be front and center when I open up YouTube at home. I think their algorithm is great.
Netflix thing, it's handy for kids. It really is. They have me by the balls with that stuff.
I know.
Like, you just pop it on. It's like, what do you want to watch? Creature Cases. Fucking.
What the fuck is that?
Something for the kids. And it's entertain. What do you call it? Edutainment.
Infotainment.
You know.
All right.
Yep.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I want to say, before we finish up, I want to say big thanks to Neil Murray, who does our lovely theme song here. You can get him over on Neil Murray Music on the socials and YouTube and all that. Great guy.
Great guy.
I've got to make a point of it, Neil. Every time.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
sorry.
Stop coming at me.
Too hard.
He's coming at me in the comments. And I want to say big thanks to all you guys who have been showing support to us.
Yeah.
Liking and sharing stuff. I want to say thanks to Delphine in the US.
Yes.
Shared a lovely story for us there. Yes. Call us her favorite podcast. Thank you so much. You don't know how much that means.
She officially jumps to the top of the list. Yeah. Her favorite.
Rob. Back in the line for you. I hope you're staying safe over there. I know things are crazier than ever.
Yeah.
In less than a week.
I mean, That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's After Dark special.
Folks, if you want direct access to our hearts, it'll cost you £5 a month over on patreon.com/whatssogreatabout. You'll be able to, A.
oh.
Excuse me. You'll be able to, one, get early access to these episodes. Two, be able to shape the music that I'm in forcing Terry to listen to. It was a success this time, but we'll get him next time.
Wait, you don't?
No. Then you also get two extra bonus episodes every month. We're currently doing our heist movie miniseries. If that doesn't float your boat, you got Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, reviewing those. We have the MCU. We have Ryan Gosling, where Terry tried to convert me to the Ryan Gosling, who I hated at the time.
Did he succeed?
Did he win? Who knows? And what's great about 90s action as well.
That was actually curated by Andy. The one miniseries brilliant. Curated by Andy. So, you know,
Give me more. Why can't I do the next one? Why is this?
Because this is the show, Andy.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
This is the idea.
All right,
the genius behind it.
So that'll cost you just a fiver a month. Also, if you have any suggestions for episodes, we'll only listen to you if you're a patron.
Yeah, that's okay. True. And, you know, we have a bunch of other ones there. One-offs, bunch of top fives. We did our top five greatest hits on the main feed last week. We have a bunch of other great top fives, top five album openers, top five soundtracks,
top five TV shows, top five.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Top five seasons.
Top five TV dads.
Yeah, loads. I mean, there's about 50 top fives, and there's about probably 200 extra episodes.
It's all there waiting for you for low fee.
You're literally stupid if you don't go for it.
I mean, he said it, folks. If you can't afford the €5 a month, well, you can do something else for me. You can give me a rating and a review.
Here we go.
Okay. We talked about it earlier on. Much maligned, Emilia Perez has 13 Oscar nominations. Okay. The second most of all time. Joint most by a international feature film. But I don't want a 13-star review.
He's about to go into movies again.
I had to hold myself back. I don't want a 13-star review.
That'd be crazy.
I want a 5-star review.
Unbelievable. And if you want those words immortalized on a mug or a t-shirt, well, have no
fear.
Fear. Yeah. Because there's a link in our bio for merch, including very, very niche jokes from the pod, which is how I like my merch.
Absolutely.
And if not niche enough, why don't you tell us what it should be?
You want a stranger coming up to you on the street and say, "Hey man, you like Paul Thomas Anderson?" I'd be like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, that's cool."
That's real cool, man. You want someone to see your Daniel Day-Lewis Peachtree Dance Award for best line reading and acting, and you want someone to come up to you and go, "Hey, I too am well," and then you will embrace and be brothers or sisters forever.
He was like, "This is what it's like when smashed hats cry." That's it.
Oh, we have fun. All
right, we have fun. Until next week, stay safe out there. Boom. You get the big L from me behind the paywall. I like you.
I love you regardless. Irregardless. All right.
Nothing on that beat, no. Hey, mustard on the beat, ho. Depot, any rap, nigga. He a freak, though. Man, damn. Carla Amber Lambs. Tell him, breathe, bro. Nella, nigga, to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni-ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me. Fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pole on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? B-Rest, that's for bitchin'. You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other vaginal option.
pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the roll label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zod. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still double down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Let me say O-V-Ho,
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho,
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locking? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.